Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. Right. The talk of the town, the headline of all news is the two Omicron case detection in Karnataka in India. Right. So it has been done. So yesterday we saw the US markets flying high, up 500 points, even more than that. And then from there, completely moving down, breaking the day slow and moving down after an Omicron variant being found in the US, detected in the US. So that happened in the US yesterday. And today, as expected, we had a super positive expiry. We did talk about that, but I thought 17,500 would be the upper, 17,400 would be the upper limit in Nifty. Nifty just expired at 17,401. That is all okay. But so today, as expected, when Nifty moved up, Bank Nifty moved up, it was a positive bullish expiry and things have all gone well for me. But yeah, the Omicron variant being detected in India can be an issue in the coming days. It's definitely being discussed a lot, is what we can see. We'll definitely come to that in the markets tomorrow section. But before that, talking about today's market, Nifty IT and HDFC taking Nifty up, right? IT was crazily moving up throughout the day, thereby trying to take Nifty up, whereas banks did not show much strength. So Bank Nifty did not move up much. For that reason, Nifty couldn't move up. Otherwise, probably if Bank Nifty would have also moved up, Nifty would have probably moved up 2% today. So Nifty closing 1.37% up and Bank Nifty closing just 0.39% up. So clearly, Bank Nifty underperforming Nifty today. One another interesting observation is, towards the mid of the day, we could see the highest call OI buildup at 17,400 in Nifty, and also the highest intraday call OI buildup and the near max call OI buildup at 36,500 in Bank Nifty, right? Those were the largest or highest call OI buildup strike prices in Nifty and Bank Nifty, and see where the expiry is. I mean, I'm sure the sellers there would have definitely faced some heat towards the last. Since it was towards the last, maybe they would have sold at higher premiums. They wouldn't have been in a big trouble. But again, gamma spikes happen towards the end, right? Anyways, the funny thing is Nifty expiring just above 400, right? 17,401 and Bank Nifty expiring at 36,508. Like slightly above the highest call OI build-up strike prices. It's an interesting thing. Those who understand will definitely understand, right? So yeah, it was anyways the last half an hour, 1 hour was definitely interesting. But otherwise, looking into my trades Tuesday, seeing the market to be volatile, I did not enter my trade at all. Otherwise, I entered yesterday, exited today, easily made 2% profits this week. So I'm super happy all did well. So yeah, let me know how it went for all of you. Do let me know in the comment section and also in the live chat. Here, not sure where it is, right? Anyways, let's get right into the show. The name is Sharik Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. So looking into the trade ideas that were shared in the live feed section, as you can see, we've been very selective in giving trade ideas there. Just one was given today and that has gone ahead and hit the target. And yeah, speaking about my option selling trade, I did say yesterday that I was holding on to 17,500 calls in Nifty and 16,800 puts in Nifty, right? So today as the market opened, I moved up my 16,800 puts to 16,950 and I moved down my calls from 17,500 to 17,400, right? And then as Nifty kept moving up, I moved up my puts to further eventually to even 17,100 puts. I did not even sell a 17,200 puts, you know. I stayed super safe in Nifty today and also had a position in Bank Nifty, sold 37,100 calls, then sold 36,900 calls, sold 34,700 puts as well. So all these amounting to my 2% returns for the week. So yeah, looking into this month, December has 5 expiries, right? 5 expiries. The first one already down with a real good profit. So I have started with the high. Hopefully, we can scale it up through the entirety of this month and end this quarter also well, right? So if you look into the quarter already, if I do my trading this quarter analysis, October was just okay for me, just 1% or something of that sort. Because if you remember that Dubai week had happened, so there I had lost. But all the other expiries, the week after, the expiry after that, I didn't show my profits. The expiry after that, I was at the Traders Carnival. So that month was just meager, minor profits in the tunes of just over 1% or something. And last month again made somewhere around 4%. So last month was okay. तो फर्स्ट मंथ ऑफ द क्वार्टर स्लाइटली ओके, बेयरली इन प्रॉफिट्स, जस्ट 1%. सो प्रॉब्ली इफ दिस month goes well is where this quarter can be great again, right? So yeah, anyways, looking forward to that. Let's end the first segment of the show, Markets Today. Right, so we definitely have to discuss about the whole new case detection in India. But before that, Russian Direct Investment Fund has said that Sputnik vaccine, which will be working for the Omicron variant, will be available in 45 days. Now, this can be considered positive, but again, it's coming from Russia. The Sputnik thing, we've all heard this. It takes a lot of time. So, yeah, you can take it with a pinch of salt. But again, that is news, right? Now, talking about the case which have been detected in India, we can also hear the health ministry saying that none of the persons in contact with the people detected with the new case, they are all still not positive. So there, I mean, news is still coming out. We are yet to have more clarity on what exactly is happening and if more cases would be detected, right? So yeah, definitely something that we should look forward to. Before moving ahead to Nifty and Bank Nifty analysis, there was something beautiful. Something beautiful happened yesterday, and I forgot mentioning that in yesterday's show, which is freeze limit in Nifty options and futures trading has increased, right? It had come down to 1,800 quantity per order. It has now increased back to its original, not original, the mid-level of 2,800, right? So now the whole point is, now in one single order, you can place order of 2,800 quantities of Nifty, which is a relief for me and a lot others who are trading with high capital, right? Now the number of orders that we'll have to punch in while entering and also while exiting will drastically reduce. Now, two benefits for this. One is the time and effort required to enter a trade and exit a trade, which has a mental load on you, that decreases. Amazing. Number two is brokerage will decrease, right? So because I have personally seen my brokerages and my charges for the whole trading drastically going up in the last few months. Now, I mean, this is a news with which it can go down at least by a bit, right? That is definitely good to know. Now, looking into Nifty and Bank Nifty, what exactly happening today? So Nifty opening with a gap up, as you can see, I mean, kind of flat, but then moving up with a lot of strength. This is 7200, so above 7200 is definitely strength. We did discuss 7300 to 7320 being a, okay, 7300 is somewhere over here. So we did discuss 7300 to 7200 being a major resistance level. That did happen. And the next level, I clearly mentioned day before yesterday also on the show, today on the pre-market report, is 7325, absolutely being respected here, right? Nifty did move up, took resistance at 7325 exactly there, and then moved down, then went back up again, taking resistance somewhere over here, and finally towards the end moving up with a lot of strength. But again, this was a very late move. I'm sure if someone wouldn't have sold a 7350 call, others would have definitely been saved, is what I feel. And again, as I said in the introduction, it is HDFC which moved up 3.85% up, which powered a lot, which gave a lot of power to Nifty. TCS up by 1.82%, Infi up by 1.94%, HUL up by 1.84%. So a lot of stocks moving up in the day. Even if you look into Nifty 50, I'm not sure, I did look into it when the market closed. I think nearly 47 stocks out of the 50 stocks in Nifty 50 closed in the green. Let's confirm that, right? That's a good stat. Let's go to market session. Let's go to leaderboard, top losers, and we can see, yeah, that's it. 47 stocks closing in the green out of Nifty 50. These are the only three stocks which have closed in the red: Cipla, ICICI Bank, and Axis Bank. Now, speaking about Bank Nifty, Bank Nifty again, very interesting to see close above 36,500. Otherwise, it hugely underperformed Nifty. At no point did Bank Nifty move a lot today. So it barely crossed previous day's high, but we did discuss about 36,450 yesterday. So somewhere around there, resistance being taken, coming down, not breaking the day's low, which is definitely great. Taking support absolutely at the day's low and then moving up towards the close, right? In fact, HDFC Bank moved up a lot today. HDFC Bank up by 1.4%. But ICICI Bank, as we saw, ICICI Bank, Axis Bank all closing in the red, thereby not giving a lot of power to Bank Nifty. Speaking about the buzzing sectors from the day, all the sectoral indices closing in the green. Nifty IT leading the chart by moving up by 2% in the day. Speaking about buzzing sectors, Adani Ports, I hope you remember this, when the last day it moved down regarding all the scrutiny regarding the drugs thing, I did say it's a temporary thing and it will be back up soon. Adani Ports up by 4.4% up today. Adani Enterprises up by 2.3%. Transmissions up by 5%. The whole HDFC family doing well. We did discuss about this. HDFC 3.8%, HDFC Bank 1.4%, and the other HDFC family stocks also moving up in the day. Another interesting observation is Ola scooters, Ola electric scooters, reservation has hit 10 lakh, booking has hit 10 lakhs, and because of that, suppliers to Ola electric scooters, which are listed entities, moved up today. So maybe you did not know this. This is an opportunity where you can look into these stocks. FIEM Industries, F-I-E-M, FIEM Industries is a supplier to Ola and it has moved up by 3.5%. Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L, is another supplier and has moved up 4.4% today. Mahindra and Mahindra Finance, after positive commentary from the management, after its loan disbursement has gone up 17% year on year, moving up by 3.2%. One of the good NBFCs that you can probably look into. And then our favorite pack of stocks moving up today after a great news which has come out. So the favorite pack of stocks, I'm sure you know, BSE, MCX, CDSL, right? BSE up by 15%, MCX up by 4%, CDSL up by again another 6%. And the news which triggered the major up move in these stocks is the news that NSE is going to do its IPO soon, right? And the news doing the rounds are NSE is going to be valued at 2 lakh crore market capitalization, right? 2 lakh crores. Now that's going to put NSE among the top companies in India, the actual top companies in India. So that's one major valuation that NSE is going to get listed at. Let's see. Looking at how much retail participants, retail traders are entering the market and the volume in NSE going up, I'm sure this is all good for the markets, right? Looking at FIADI activities, FIA as usual, selling in the cash market, ending as net sellers, selling 909 crores and DAs buying for 1372 crores. Now let's move ahead into the next segment of the show, Markets Tomorrow. Yes, speaking about the days coming up, it's all uncertain, I would say, to begin with, because hey, the cases detected in India, we never know what's coming up after this, right? I think so. Someone asked me today for entering a fresh position. I did say, even before the Omicron variant coming up, I did say something happened in the US yesterday. We need to see what's happening there. And there is, let's leave tomorrow for entering into some long-term positions. Let's leave off tomorrow, because over tomorrow and the weekend, we might get more news and more updates regarding what's happening in India and other countries as well. So given the uncertainty, looking at the global markets, again, European markets are down by 1%. US futures are kind of mixed. Someone's in the red, someone's trading in the green. It's mixed. There's uncertainty even in the US markets. SGX Nifty has fallen from where Nifty has closed. So that's there. So the whole Omicron variant being detected in India kind of happened towards our market close or even after that. And for that reason, we saw huge intraday put OI buildup at 17,000. So if you're looking at the next expiry, what I can see is a large put OI buildup at 17,000 and not large. I mean, comparatively, the call OI buildup at even 17,500 is much less. Even above that, calls being written in the market is less today compared to the puts written at 17,000. More than 40,000 contracts of puts were written at 17,000 today. So yeah, let's see in the coming days if we don't have a larger negative impact by what's coming up. I hope 17,000 holds, but let's see, right? I would definitely give time to see what's happening in the market. So yeah, tomorrow can be decisive. Let's see exactly the price action of tomorrow and then have an understanding for the week to come. And definitely keep an eye on the news, see what are the updates coming out, and let's see how the markets react to this, right? So yeah, make sure that you read my pre-market report at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow to enter tomorrow's market with a lot of confidence. Let's enter the final segment of the show, the Shaktam watch list for tomorrow. So we have two banks on the watch list today. The first one is RBL Bank. I know there are a lot of lines, but what you have to look into is that red line 194, which is, doesn't it look like it's very important? That's one level from its facing major rejection. So if that's being broken out, can be major. And then the level down is 189. Then we have SBIN on the watch list. These are the levels. And then we have Escorts on the watch list again. I know. So Escorts, if you remember, it has been on the watch list for a very long time. And this is the exact same level I have been watching right now. It's consolidating between these levels. I'm sure there would be a breakout or breakdown outside of these levels coming soon. So it can be on the watch list. Then we have Tata Power after a great up move yesterday. These are the levels to be watched out for. And finally, we have Chola Fin on the watch list. And you see the levels on the screen. Cool. So I do see there are a few questions asked here. So let me quickly take the questions. Yeah, I see some questions here, right? The first one is from Jibin Joy M. Right. Good to see you. 2.59% profit this week. I'm sure. 2.59% profit this week, which is more than entire November month profit. 2.32%. Started using stocks pledge margin this week, which actually doubled the returns. Thank you, brother Adishaktam. I'm sure, Jibin, you had a really good expiry. And happy to know that you've started pledging stocks and long-term investments and selling options with it. I'm sure you'll go a long way. But 2.59 is amazing. I mean, weeks like this definitely pumps up our confidence. But again, when you look it at when you analyze it better, it's a December month, there are 5 expiries, you started it well. Now it gives you room to be extra safe and extra cautious in the coming weeks. Please stick to that. It's a personal caution for myself as well. I'll also stick on to that and make sure that we end December with what, 6-7%? Let's see how it goes. The next one is from Venkatesh K. Can you please tell the books that behind you? Right, awesome. All my favorite books are here. I mean, I'll start off with Sapiens. There are 2 copies. I mean, one's not mine, but yeah, one is Sapiens. One book I want all of you to read. Probably this is one. Probably we can do this from time to time, discuss different books, but this is, I'm not sure if you, that would be in focus, but this is one book that all of you should read. I mean, be a trader or not, be an investor or not, be a entrepreneur or not. I don't know what you, I don't care what you are in life, but being a good human being and knowing where we came from and what we are supposed to be, that is required. And this is what taught me that. So yeah, we'll talk about Sapiens today, right? Once you are done with Sapiens, maybe you can also read a DS, which can give you an understanding of what Harari thinks about the future of humankind. But again, this is not required. I mean, if you start with Sapiens, that can be great, is what I think, right? I mean, that was a Malayalam video, right? I did talk about this, right? I mean, being a good human being should be the largest fundamental for us, right? Everything comes only after that. Anyways, the next one is from, CK Nisar Vellikulangara. Hey, Nisarka. Yeah, he's asking if I'm all good. I'm all good. I'm doing absolutely all right. So yeah, we'll talk soon. The next one is from Basit Mohammed. 2% today, great. First 37,000 and 35,400, then took 36,700 and 36,700 seems a bit risky, right? I mean, I was at 37,900. I felt like coming down to 37,800, but I looked into my positions and I was anyways going to make near 2%, so I thought, why to increase the risk, right? But anyways, happy to know that you've made 2%. Venkatesh K, I'm a data scientist by profession with 10 plus years of experience. I'm the silent killer of our community, watching all videos. Thanks for all your efforts. So happy to hear that, Venkatesh K, and yeah, awesome to have you among us. The next one is from Anoop Kavirajan. Hey, Ashane, 1.64% profit this week. Hope we all end this year. Well, right, so we all always talk from a financial year kind of a perspective, but hey, a calendar year is ending, right? So that's also great. So you can probably use this opportunity to introspect. You can look into your whole year of trading and make sure you end it on a high, so that when you analyze, you have some great numbers to see, right? So again, thank you, Anu, for the update. Praveen Kumar Venugopala Panikkar, did you used to feel the urge to book profits early? How do you overcome it? Not when I'm selling options, right? I mean, selling options, again, as I have a very strong framework now, I tend to stick to it. But earlier, when I used to do intraday equity or even futures trading or even swing trading for that matter, right? So that this tendency does kick in, right? I mean, when you see a good enough profit, you feel you should probably book it. But again, then once I started enjoying, only talking about such trades, right? Like probably swing, let's talk about swing trades. When you see the power of trailing SL, when you do not book your profits completely, you let your profits run, that's definitely going to make a large impact on your P&L, right? Because your SL is, you definitely, I'm sure you have a setup for your SL. So you anyways cut your losses short at one point. And if you start to learn how to let your profits run, I'm definitely sure that is going to change the way you trade. Your P&L is going to have a definitely large impact, because once in a while you might get a large winner, and that large winner can have a large impact on your P&L. So once I started enjoying that, so yeah, it's all system based and or rule based now, right? Yeah, the next one is from Nihal Bandapalli. Hey, 1.2% being conservative, no aggressive positions. I know, I mean, on a week like this, if you made 1.2%, it's super conservative, right? I mean, there was such a boring trade which required just one adjustment throughout the week, give 1%. So I can understand the level of conservativeness that you maintained in the week. Anand, thank you for the super chat. And finally, from Basid Mohammed, Ashane, any updates regarding my request? Talk to Naveen. I mean, he was supposed to take care of it. So I'll do an update. I'll do a follow-up on that. So yeah, Basid. And then Anand is actually asking a question now. How do you identify Adishaktam watchlist, right? I hope you ask that because you find the watch list helpful. So it's basically easy, right? I mean, you have a set of stocks that you keep watching and you look for consolidation. I do look into narrow CPR. I do look into NR7 stocks. So those are filters that I use. From my watch list, if there are stocks which are NR7, if there are stocks which are having a narrow CPR for the next day, so those come, definitely those come under my radar. Then I open the chart, I look into the chart, I see what has been the price action for the last many days, and I try to understand if that there can be a, if there is a consolidation out of which it can break out or break down, right? So yeah, so this, it's a mix of all this. Probably we can even plan a video on the same, right? So yeah, that's it from my side for today. I know this week went well, and probably the weeks up ahead will also go well. But again, from a larger perspective, we don't want the markets to fall a lot, right? So let's see what the price action is tomorrow. Do not worry, as we all say, even if the markets fall a lot, we have two compartments in our head, right? A trader compartment and an investor compartment. Thinking about it positively, both the compartments, both of you as a trader and investor should be super happy even if the market falls. So that, I mean, only if you're an intelligent trader and an investor. So yeah, wishing you all the very best for that and all the very best for the days coming up. This is Mr. Adishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.